Bezrat Hashem, this is Laser Brody with today's Emunah Beams podcast entitled Zealous Hate. Our sages have a concept of zealous hate. They say that the zealot is willing to have one of his own eyes gouged out just as long as the person he hates has both of his eyes gouged out. The description sounds graphic and the concept is ghastly. I always thought of this as a figurative metaphor, but this morning I learn once again that every word of our sages is precisely accurate. This week, Arab terrorists have celebrated their holy Ramadan month by killing Israelis in Be'er Sheva and Hadera and Bnei Brak, and last night in Tel Aviv. Just last night, two 27-year-old young men in downtown Tel Aviv were murdered. 12 others were injured, several of whom are still fighting for their lives. The terrorists managed to escape security forces all night long, but before daybreak this morning, he was caught hiding in a Jaffa mosque. Security forces killed him in a shootout. Well, according to Muslim belief, the dead terrorist is a shaheed, a martyr. Other terrorists and terror supporters are very proud of him in accordance with their dark side belief that sanctions killing of innocent people. The dead terrorist's father is also a member of a terrorist organization. I understand that he's proud of his son's actions, but now his son is dead. Even though his son is a shaheed, shouldn't the father be shedding a tear for losing a son? Shouldn't he be mourning his own flesh and blood? No, this morning there's a celebration going on in front of his house in Jenin. The dead terrorist father is smiling and zealously chanting war cries to the frenzied crowd. He was ever so willing to sacrifice one son so that two Jews in Tel Aviv get murdered. Our sages, they're pinpoint accurate. It's the readiness to lose one eye as long as your enemy loses both. Zealous hate, the epitome of cruelty, is when a father who loses a son rejoices instead of mourns. As long as this zealous hate continues, there can be no peace. King Solomon in Proverbs 24:17 teaches, "Rejoice not when your enemy falls, and don't be glad when he stumbles." We don't hate our enemies. That's the difference between us and them. It's the difference between living by the Torah and living by the sword like they do. The unbridgeable gap is between growing up according to the teachings of King Solomon and growing up according to the teachings of Arafat, Haniyeh, and Nasrallah. So what's the solution? Mashiach. The sooner the better. Amen.